It's a hard reality to know you're getting older, but we all have to go through it, and with it comes aches and pains with every single step, it seems like. But the good part is the pains are fixable if you take the time to stop by Titan MRI. There's lots of us out there that think we can handle the pain or it'll eventually go away, but what you may not realize, you could be ruining yourself for many years to come. So if you're just scared, don't be. Go see Joe and the crew at Titan MRI. Their entire mindset is finding out what you need to feel better, and the process is as easy as walking into the swamp and smiling. With an average scan time of just 10 to 15 minutes, you can knock it out on your lunch break before the boss even knows you're gone. Titan MRI is the only locally owned and operated MRI center in town, and their staff has more than 20 years of experience in the Gainesville community. And if you're worried about not having insurance, don't be. That's never a problem at Titan MRI, and they'll even have your scan read same day. So tell your doctor, refer you to Titan MRI, or call them at 672-6644 today.
Red 80.
He's still going. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Gators.
Inside the Huddle is on the air. Former Gators QB Shane Matthews and the Dean of Sports Talk, Steve Russell, and Hall of Famer Steve Spurrier are mic'd up and ready to break the huddle.
You asked for it. You got it.
Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Titan MRI, Silverback Concrete, and QC Kinetics.
The ball is loose on the ground, and the Gators have it.
Now, let's join Shane, Steve, and the HBC right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Welcome into another edition of Inside the Huddle. Sam Potosa, our producer. I'm Steve Russell, alongside the Gator QB Shane Matthews and the head ball coach Steve Spurrier. We'll take a quick look back at Tennessee and then look ahead to what is an uncertain weekend with Hurricane Ian, and we'll talk about all of those things. But, Coach, I want to get your impressions first on what happened last week. The Gators came close, a lot of points certainly in the game. Your thoughts on Florida-Tennessee?
Yeah, it was a game where I guess we had to outscore them since we did not force a punt. Anthony Richardson, I thought, really competed and played, ran hard, threw the ball well, and all kind of stuff. Offense did a lot of good things here and there. And then defensively, we struggled quite a bit. But anyway, you know, we were down 17 and fought back and got the onside kick, and I thought we were going to have a throw at the end zone, but they actually blitzed us
on
that last
play. They did exactly what
they
you said.
They did what I talked about, tried not to let him throw it in the end zone. They rushed six guys that play. I watched it. So anyway, it was a loss. We're not in the top 25 now, but there's a lot of ball ahead of us. I don't know if we can win the division now, but I think we just need to go one game at a time, try to improve, and try to be bowl eligible and win us a bowl game.
I mean, I agree. I thought offensively we played really well. I thought they handled the atmosphere, the crowd noise extremely well. Defensively, we weren't good at all. But it was a great venue for college football. We played well. I wanted to ask Coach, because you and I talked about it yesterday. Coach, you got any idea why the rule is set where you can't advance the onside kick? Or, you know, when you muff a punt, the team that recovers it can't advance it either. Why is that? Do you have any idea?
Well, it's just the rule. The rule is they're not trying to give away cheap touchdowns, I guess. But, yeah, you can't advance an onside kick. That's just the rule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see that rule revisited.
Really?
Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. I mean, they changed everything else. Mm-hmm. But, all right, let's do our Play of the Week, brought to you by Campus USA Credit Union. You can put some star power to work in your financial life with Campus USA Credit Union. Play of the Week, Shane.
My Play of the Week is from the Missouri-Auburn game. Missouri has a 25-yard field goal to win it with an All-American kicker and miss it, and they lose in overtime.
And then their player, talking about a bad play, he's going across the goal line, and he tries to do the one hand, hit the pylon, and it came out of his hand. And that cost him the game. The coaches got to teach guys, when you try for that pylon, you got to have it in two hands. You can't do the one-handed because it's too easy to fumble that thing. So, yeah, those were a couple bad plays, but maybe another bad play that I question a little bit. When Arkansas was down there at the goal line, their quarterback tried to lean it in. Well, he got hit and fumbled, bad play on his part, but the guy picks it up, and he's getting tackled. And so, obviously, his forward momentum has stopped, and then he lateral or handed it to his buddy behind him who ran for a touchdown. And I said, well, forward momentum had stopped. Shouldn't that be the whistle? But it's not. So I look for somebody someday to run a play up the middle and everybody stand there and him sneak the ball to a guy and him go around in like his belly hurts. And I don't think you can see who's got the ball. It's a little bit like the hidden ball play. Like
a, or a fumble rooster.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Yeah.
So, that was a tough play.
My play is, because it's the beauty of it, and you as quarterbacks, I think, would appreciate this. When Tennessee threw that long ball and the guy stretched out and caught it.
That was a third down, like third and 10.
Yeah.
That led to the drive at the end.
And Marshall couldn't have covered him any better. The dude just stretched out and made a great play. That's so cool to watch.
Yeah.
You know, great throw, great catch. Tennessee, whoever it is, that's mine. Mm-hmm. Question of the week brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet, Mazda, and Cadillac. You can send your questions to questions@gatorshows.com. Mm-hmm. Here we go, guys. JM in Gainesville. Gators came to play, never gave up. Did that surprise you? They had grit and stayed in the game.
I don't think so. I think this, there's that old saying that, you play kind of how you're coached and you follow the demeanor of your coach. And Billy's a competitor, and I think it came out. I thought we competed really well. I thought we played hard on defense. I just don't think we're very good on that side of the ball.
Mm-hmm. Kieran in Gainesville, Miami lost to Middle Tennessee. Bulldogs had a fight against Kent State. Seems the little guys are all bringing a fight with the big boys this year.
Yeah, I think we talked a little bit about parity in college football is much, much stronger than it's ever been. That transfer portal can get guys moving around. If you're on the bench at Florida or Georgia or Alabama and you want to play, then go to Kent State. Go somewhere where you got a chance to go play. When I saw that Kent State guy outrun all the Bulldogs, I said, man, where'd he come from? But, it does I think create more parity, and especially when Middle Tennessee State can go down to Miami and kick their butts. That was embarrassing for the Hurricanes because they were 25.5 point favorites.
Mm. Amanda in Gainesville, if Napier kicks extra points, game's likely in overtime. Why the gamble?
Look, it's about the analytics. Mm-hmm. If we don't convert on five of the six times we went for fourth down, we get run out of the building. I mean, he knew that we were going to have trouble stopping that team, mm-hmm. and he had to be aggressive. And I thought I had no problems with it.
Mm-hmm. TJ and Ocala kind of the same thing. Fourth down inside our 25, into the third, Napier goes for it. Richardson throws a 39-yard pass completion. Is this the biggest gamble play I've seen in a while? We have an aggressive coach. Is he too aggressive at times?
I'll let Coach answer.
He's only coached four games, so I would have to wait and see on that. But, somebody asked me about being behind either 10 or 11, 10 or 9. I'd probably go for the 10. Let's get behind by 10 and good chance to have two scoring field goal like that and so forth. But, going for those fourth downs I think when you're on the other side of 50, you might as well go for all of them, especially, like Shane said, our defense can't stop anybody. I mean, when I coached at Duke and our defense was a little light, we had to stay. If we're going to win the game, the offense has to stay on the field and score touchdowns, and that's, I think, what Billy has in mind right now.
Kristen in Gainesville, Coach, enjoyed your CBS interview with alongside Coach Fulmer. Mm-hmm. Also, congratulations on your grandchild's wedding.
Yeah, I went to a wedding in St. Augustine. The TV at the rehearsal dinner place wasn't working. So my son-in-law, Jay Moody, had his phone working a little bit. We could see a little bit, but we mostly listened to Shane on the radio during the game.
Josh in Gainesville, Heupel knows offense. Vols didn't punt. I know he won your award last year as first-year mm-hmm. coach of the year. How impressed are you with Heupel?
Yeah, you got to be impressed with what Tennessee's done since he's been there. And I think he followed a guy that was maybe a little easy for him to be impressive because, the coach has got to get the guys – they got to like the coach. And they got to like the coaching staff. And players want to play for themselves, their teammates and parents and all that, but they got to want to win for their coach too. And Heupel's he's a nice guy, and he gets to know all the players. And Billy Napier's the same way. He's a good guy, and those guys play hard for coaches that they like.
That spread with a 24-year-old quarterback, that's tough to defend.
It is. Coach, I was telling Steve yesterday, I watched Tennessee at the game here last year, but that was, I think, only like the second game that Hendon Hooker had taken over as a starter. But seeing how fast they go on offense, TV does it no justice. They go so fast. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. They only got like a handful of plays because you can only do so much when you go that fast. But it was impressive.
I mean, in Gainesville, pardon my throat here today, Desmond Watson's huge, doubled most of the game, still made some plays. Seems pretty quick for 425. What do you make of his effort?
Well, I think he plays hard, and he's extremely athletic for 400-something pounds. But he's also a liability out there at times.
Yeah, hurry-ups.
Yeah.
Miwa in Jacksonville, penalties are killing us, 10 penalties too many. How do you address that in practice?
You bring some referees to your practices, and I think we do. I think we have three or four guys out there probably every day. But again, penalties should not occur. The Jacksonville Jags, they have done very well eliminating a bunch of penalties, and that's one reason that they look like one of the best teams around now.
Don't they, though? It's amazing what a different team they look. Samuel in Tampa. Napier in his post game said, when we go back and watch the tape, I think they're going to be 12 to 15 plays where Florida beats Florida. That's coaching. Mm-hmm. Coach, you always took the blame, and Napier's doing so too. How important is that to a team?
Well, it's very important. Every player on the team obviously is asked to do his job, and there's some guys that now you were supposed to cover this guy or you're supposed to be in this position and you don't do it, then, players start yelling at each other a little bit. There's honest mistakes and then players that don't know what to do. So, everybody's got to be accountable. I go back to that game in 96, and we were up 35-0, early in the second quarter, and Tennessee got the ball and threw up. 75-yard touchdown on first down. We're up 35-0. Our safety covered the middle route, and they had a guy running the post, and Peyton hit him for a touchdown. So I went over to Bobby Stoops, and I said, what in the heck are we thinking out there? Where's the free safety? And what had happened, our starter took himself out and put the backup guy in on his own. So we eliminated, don't you come out of the game unless we take you out. But we held on and so forth and won the game. But, you got to be accountable to every player on the team and to the coaches, staff, and so forth. Do your job. Do it the best you can.
Scott and Alachua don't have a lot of speed in the receiving core. How do you scheme for our talent?
Well, I mean, some of them are pretty good straight line. I think Ricky Pearsall is our twitchiest, shiftiest guy, and it was good to see them running a double move with him on an out and up that we hit. We got guys open the other day. Tennessee has trouble in the secondary, and we took advantage of it.
Yeah, good to see Zipper catch the first touchdown pass for Anthony. Ran over about three guys to do it. So maybe he'll get some more balls as we go forward.
Yeah, I was telling Shane yesterday, Coach, that I get it, that quarterback and receiver go hand in hand, but they threw for 450. Somebody had to catch it. Somebody's getting open, so maybe the receiver is a little better than what we think.
Yeah, they're not that. They're good. They're good players. Yeah.
Evan in Gainesville, with Miami going down and Florida going up, do you think some of the recruits that verbally committed to Miami could change their mind, or are they locked in? That's a daily process.
Yeah, and just because they're committed to Miami and whether we recruited them or not doesn't mean we actually want them. Sometimes you can only sign 25. You can't have everybody.
Yeah, those commitments, as we know, don't mean a lot. And even if a player signs with you 1 year, he may find a better place thinks he can.
That's right.
So, when Miami, I heard they had about 10 or 15,000 at the game. Oh. And those big-time recruits said, now, wait a minute, Coach. You told me that everybody's going to be here and we're going to start kicking everybody's butt. What's going on down here? So, they got some issues. They spent a bunch of money, and we'll see if it plays out or not.
This has been one of the recurring questions here, guys. Peter and Alachua, 5 of 6 on fourth down. Is Napier in love with going for it on fourth down? Scared money don't make money, but do the analytics back him up?
No, when you can't stop somebody, you go for it.
That's what the analytics are telling him. If we don't have the ball, we don't have a chance to win.
If you didn't watch the game, something's wrong with you because we were not stopping them at all.
Yep. David in Gainesville, Napier got upset during a replay, cost his team 15. Was it him getting upset? It was trying to motivate his team. At least he didn't toss a visor.
It cost him 1.5 inch.
Right, in that case.
Yeah, so yes. I think Billy is very calculated. If you watch his press conference, he's very calculated everything he says. I think he knew it was ridiculous what they were doing. We couldn't understand what was going on in the press box while they weren't running plays. But he knew that if I get a penalty here, it's no big deal. Right. I mean, they're going to score from the one-inch line.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tasha in Gainesville, 1,170 yards in offense with both teams. Classic four-hour game. Future looks bright for both teams. Will we see a 90s-era rivalry reemerge between these teams?
Oh, time will tell on that. I mean, that's the first time Tennessee's won in a long time. What, like they won twice in the last 16, 17 years?
So. Yeah, we were talking about, I think Tennessee was ranked 20 going into the game. I think both teams were in the 20s. Is that right or wrong?
Florida 20
and
like
22 or something like that. Something like that.
Yep.
And 105,000, somebody said take $3,000 to try to get a ticket, or is it more than 3,000? I don't know. And I started thinking back the game in 96, we were number 2 and 3 in the country. So I said, if number 20 and 22 can get the biggest crowd ever and all that kind of stuff, just think when both schools are like 2 and 3 or in that neighborhood playing a game. So, yeah, people love football in Tennessee. It's and they are really fired up right now.
Final one, Ronald in Jonesville says defense didn't look great, but there are some bright spots. Bernie has emerged as a top player. Who else on defense do you think is making an impact?
Well, I think the only guy that's really making an impact is Ventrell Miller. He plays hard. Bernie plays hard too, but he just in space has no chance.
Mm-hmm. I like Marshall.
Oh, well, I like the corners.
But he's just young.
Yeah.
And he's learning. But I think he plays hard.
Yeah, I'll tell you what people are going to have to start trying to do. When we play against a quarterback like Tennessee's, you got to try to make him beat you throwing the ball. Because if you rush and get out of your lane and he pops forward, he can beat you there. And that's what happened a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. So the defensive tackles, in my opinion, they got to have more of a controlled rush and don't let the guy come out of there.
All right, those are our questions of the week brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet, Mazda, and Cadillac. Again, you can send your questions to questions@gatorshows.com. Much more to come inside the huddle. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave and Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave and Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave and Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
If you've been waiting for inventories to improve, wait no more. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet has more new and used vehicles on the ground and more on the way. And now at Davis, you can drive most new Chevys with 0% financing with approved credit. How about a certified pre-owned Chevrolet? With a new, longer, 6-year powertrain warranty. Or choose from hundreds of used vehicles in stock now. Your wait is over. Your new or pre-owned car or truck is here at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, North Main Street. And at GainesvilleChevy.com. Find new roads.
Life is full of steps. We learn to take small steps and big steps. We take steps toward adventure to discover what's next. At South State, helping you take each step is what inspires us to keep moving forward so you can keep enjoying what's next in your life. This is banking at its best. This is banking forward.
This is Florida Gator Jeffrey Meldon. And if you want free tickets to any UF sporting event, there's only one place to score them. Meldon Law is the only official personal injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, and we're giving away tickets to all the games. Just go to MeldonLaw.com or visit Meldon Law's Facebook page to enter for your chance to see a game down where the old Gators play.
From pylon to pylon, we are your home for all things football.
63-yard touchdown, and the ball game is tied.
You are listening to ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier. Right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. And anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete knows you only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the high standards. And that's why they're your number one choice. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. You want to give us a call on the Campus USA phone line, you can do that, 392-8255. Guys, I got an email here. The reason the kicking team can't advance the ball, this is what he says, is because the receiving team has not actually established possession of the ball. If the returner catches the ball, he has possession and fumbles can be advanced.
Mm-hmm. So that's the same ruling on a muff punt, I guess.
Yeah, what it sounds like.
But if they touch it, you would think on a punt that
I mean, have to have possession.
Yeah.
And then fumble, and then you could advance.
And then a question for you guys. He loved how AR bounced back. I'd hoped our running backs would have been more productive. The Vols did a great job of shutting down the run, forcing AR to beat them with his arm, which he nearly did. What do you think about getting the ball to the running backs in space? I hear that all the time. Can they not catch? Only two receptions each for Etienne and Johnson. They're great at creating yards after contact. Usually makes the first guy miss, especially the mismatch on a linebacker.
Well, here's what I will say about the running backs. I hear people, they ask me that all the time, why don't we throw to the backs, which what we've done a lot with our backs is have them help in protection because they're trying to keep everything as simple as possible for Anthony so he doesn't have to worry about making any calls and protections and hot routes, whatever you want to call it. And they've done a good job. If you saw what Naquan Wright did Saturday, I've never seen from a running back at any level. Did you see him walk to the line of scrimmage telling the lineman what to do?
Yes.
Because the crowd noise?
Yes.
Anthony walked up there. He'd tell the center what to do. But Naquan was telling all the linemen what to do.
He was going up and down the line. Yep.
But he is probably the smartest player on the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because it's always been a quarterback thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Let's do Team of the Week, brought to you by Dave & Buster's, where everyone's a winner. Dave & Buster's Eat, Play, located in Celebration Point. Shane, I'll start with you. Team of the Week.
My Team of the Week... It's still going to be the Kansas Jayhawks. I mean, to be undefeated right now, and you know whether they've played anybody or not, just it's amazing that Kansas is undefeated in football.
Yeah, I was going to go with Kansas, but I'll go ahead and go with Middle Tennessee State for that big win over Miami and their coach Rick Stockstill. Rick was actually on the staff with me at South Carolina the first year. And then he got the job at Middle Tennessee State, and he's been there since, I think, 06 or 07. So he's got longevity. He's a good guy, wonderful guy, and heck of a coach. So he's got a memory of a lifetime, and all those players on that team have a memory of a lifetime going down there and beating the mighty Hurricanes in their own backyard.
My team of the week is Auburn. How in the world did they win that game? How in the world? I mean, Missouri, for Auburn to win that game, the things that Missouri had to do wrong, they all did wrong. Mm. All.
Sometimes, Steve, the better team does not always win. And Arkansas is a better team than Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And something happened. They didn't lose. Ball hit that upright, bounced up in the air. We've never seen that. And the quarterback trying to lead the ball in and fumble, and A&M got a touchdown out of it. Man, it was that was a heartbreaker for Arkansas. I think they'll bounce back, though. They're a good team.
All right, let's do our Coach of the Week, brought to you by Ruse Ogra State Farm Insurance. Mm-hmm. State Farm agent Ruse Ogra is your go-to agent in Gainesville and North Central Florida for the service you deserve at the price you want. Coach, I'll start with you. Coach of the Week.
Yeah, I just said Rick Stockstill, Middle Tennessee State, huge upset, 25.5-point underdog, beating Miami.
Well, mine's with the Lance Leopold from Kansas. I mean, it's just truly remarkable what they're doing.
I just went for sort of an under-the-radar dude, the boat rower. PJ Fleck, because they're undefeated and they're ranked. And I think they play Purdue this week. That's another guy. I would have thought Jeff Brohm would have done. He's not done badly there, but I thought he would win more because he's such an offensive mind.
He's such a good play caller. I haven't watched him close enough recently. Maybe they don't have enough playmakers. They can't stop anybody. I don't know what it is, but you would think they would win more games.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Much more to come. I will say this. South Carolina has already moved its game. They're going to be playing on Thursday now against South Carolina State. And we'll keep you up to date as any other changes may occur because of the hurricane. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruse Ogra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all, but did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruse Ogra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruse Ogra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
Hi, I'm the one they call James Bates, but my real name is Batesy. When I was your age, we never worried about being lit or glowing up or steez or anything like that. Only thing we ever cared about was being freaking radical. I mean, high-key rad AF. And TBH, that's what I look for when I need t-shirts, pens, cups, and koozies, and the like. I go to radwaredesigns.com. If you're not using Radware Designs for your t-shirts, pens, cups, and koozies, then your stuff is probably sus, like basic, and that's no cap. All lowercase. Radwaredesigns.com.
Take the out of your next home improvement project. Call the professionals at B&D Electric to install that new ceiling fan or light fixture, update or repair outlets, install dimmers, switches, or energy-saving automated lighting. B&D Electric is like having your very own electrician standing by, ready to help when you need them. Call B&D Electric at 352-472-1966. That's 352-472-1966 or online at bdelectric.com.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
We are your home for Tampa Bay Rays baseball. You're listening to ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world with the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Titan MRI, you'll visit the only locally owned and operated MRI imaging center in town. Call them up. Start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you've got joint pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. No surgery, drugs, or downtime. Schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550. Call today, QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle as we get ready for Eastern Washington. The game is still on. We'll keep you updated as to any changes that might take place, but the game is still on. And we'll do the top four teams brought to you by Radware Designs. Radware is a family-owned business that prides itself in excellent customer service while providing quality and affordable promotional products and customized apparel. Top four, Shane.
I got Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Alabama 3, and 4 is kind of could be anybody. I'm going to throw USC in there. They won a close one on the road, but I'll go with the Trojans.
Yeah, I'll go with Georgia, Ohio State, Bama, and Michigan. But all these other teams that are 4-0, they deserve a shout-out. In the SEC, Ole Miss, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Washington, University of Washington's 4-0. Did y'all know that?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
they
NC
a transfer
State.
Quarterback is playing
NC
well.
NC State and Penn State. So it's still wide open. A lot of schools are really in position. And maybe a team with one loss right now can win it all.
Let me ask about Clemson, because the issue we thought was going to be their offense. Now, Wake is good offensively.
Very good.
But that was a shootout the other day that Clemson won. And so is Clemson the best in the ACC, do you think? Because NC State's pretty good.
I would still lean Clemson, because I think their defense is really solid. But as you said, Wake Forest puts up points. They have such an interesting offense. Sam Hartman's a really good quarterback. But it's the way they run their like RPO. They really ride that guy almost up to the line of scrimmage, and he pulls it and then he throws it. It's crazy to me why they ever whoever came up with that. You know what I'm talking about, Coach?
Yeah, it's almost like a fake draw play. You just wait here a minute, okay?
Yeah,
they spend some time on that.
Yeah, because if you look at the teams, you know, that are unbeaten, Ole Miss is too. And yet you don't look at when you look at Tennessee, Kentucky, and Ole Miss, they're all unbeaten, and you think, okay, well, Tennessee's not very good defensively, Kentucky's not very good offensively, and Ole Miss.
I don't really know what Ole Miss. They're running the football. They have like a three-headed monster there that have a good rushing attack. But after Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State, everybody else is kind of all grouped together.
All right. Chalk Talk Coach, brought to you by Meldon Law. With 50 years of experience, the only injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, Meldon Law won't back down.
Okay, I thought I'd draw up the play that Danny Werfel hit Riedel against Tennessee in 96. We had 4th and 12, and we were on about the 35-yard line. It was too close to punt, too far for a field goal. So we decided to go for it, 4th and 12. So we call a play where Ike goes over the middle and Riedel sort of clears out through the post. So Tennessee played a big deep cover two, and they were trying to cover the 12, 15-yard first down, which a lot of teams do. So what happened is Ike runs his route over the middle, and we thought they would be playing a cover three. So he's coming in here, and we're trying to find an opening. So Riedel, he comes in, he splits up this guy, and then he splits the two safeties. So he ends up coming way over here, and this guy, for some reason, sort of jumped Ike. He wasn't supposed to. He's supposed to play, you know, too deep and let these linebackers handle this. We didn't even send a guy out, which probably wasn't smart. This guy, we blocked two tight ends. So Danny's back here. He's got all kind of time. And he somehow knows, he saw that guy do that, and he hit Riedel on the run for the first seven of the game. And that was on 4th and 12.
Analytics tell you to do that, Coach?
And I'm watching the play, and I'm watching Ike here, and then all of a sudden the ball goes way up in the air to Riedel for a touchdown. And I said, ooh, I guess that's how I called that one. But no, we thought we would have maybe an opening in the middle against a 3 deep. But they played a soft 2, and we got a touchdown out of 4th and 12.
Coach, you said something the other day, and I didn't really think about it till after you left. And Shaner, maybe you experienced this too. In the day and age in football where sometimes there's some selfishness, you know, sometimes it's me, get me the ball. Coach, you were talking about, I think it was a play in the championship game where, I may have it backwards, where Riedel said, no, go to Ike, or, you know, that's unusual now. You don't hear.
That ain't happening these days.
That's what I'm saying. You don't hear. And so was that the way it was in your tenure, Coach, where, you know, most everybody team-oriented and played like that?
Yeah, most all the guys, they didn't care too much who got the glory or the praise. They did their job. And I don't remember a receiver coming back by the bench saying, I need more passes, Coach. No, they knew if they run good routes and it was – designed to hit them according to the defense, that they would get their balls. And that's why Riedel ran his butt off on that play. He's basically a clear-out guy if it's cover 3. But sometimes that quarterback may just chunk it down there, which is exactly what happened because he was going full speed. And Dwayne Dixon was a great receiver coach because he motivated the guys. He said, man, we're going to play full speed, run routes, catch the ball. And very seldom did we have drops. Those guys catch the ball, look it in, and he was really an excellent receiver coach.
Yeah, but as you said, the guys, because the quarterbacks and receivers, we all met together, so they knew what plays were supposed to work against certain coverages. So depending on who you're playing and what the play was called, those dudes knew who was supposed to get the ball, so they'd be excited. I mean, you know, not that Coach put packages together, but it may be in this week, this receiver knows he's going to get a bunch of balls
based on what the defense is doing.
I don't know how they do it nowadays, Steve. Receivers coach meets with the receivers. Quarterback coach just meets with the quarterbacks. Now, I don't know how Billy does it here, but I know at most places the assistant coach just meets with his guys. And after every game, I actually met with the whole team to watch the game tape. I wanted the left guard to know, if we got a guy open and you whiff your guy, that's your fault, pal. And he needs to know, if that guy didn't run a very good route, I'm busting my butt up front. Run a good route and let's go. So, you know, we're all depending on each other. So, to me, watching the tape together with all those guys was, I think, really one of the reasons our offense is, well, we were first or second in the conference every year, except one year we were fourth. But they all knew what to do, and they all knew what the other guys were doing.
That's cool stuff. All right, let's get a Campus USA phone call from Daniel. Daniel, hello. Daniel, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, gentlemen. Hey, quick question. Looking forward to the game this weekend. Just wondering if you guys have heard anything about the game time being moved. I heard a couple things in the last 30 minutes from some concession vendors and then from the sheriff's department about staffing. Have you guys heard anything about the game being moved maybe to Sunday?
That was a possibility, but don't know that it's been done.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I wonder if we might hear something today, just because, like I mentioned, I heard a couple things from some concession vendors and then around the sheriff's department and staffing that they need for just the law enforcement presence at the game. But if you guys haven't heard anything, I guess there's nothing official yet.
No, there's not. But I would also say this, and I'm going to speak out of school here. We've been here a long time, so we've seen this happen before. And I think a lot of this, you know, people look, well, what is Gainesville? What's the effect on Gainesville? Well, that's only part of the equation. If the state, if Tampa or that area gets whacked and there's a lot of damage, you know, who's going to come up here for a game? That's A. And B, what about the law enforcement people? They're going to be diverted to go down, you know, fire rescue, all that, to help other places.
Yeah.
Are they going to be available for this game? So that's why I do think, you know, there's a chance the game could be moved to a different time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, hey, guys, I appreciate you guys as always. Thank you.
Okay, Daniel, thank you for your call. All right, you want to give us a call on the Campus USA phone like Daniel did, 392-8255. We'll take a break, come back. Much more to come inside the huddle, ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
This program is paid for by Weeby Marketing.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed. Fixed up.
Hi, I'm the one they call James Bates, but my real name is Batesy. When I was your age, we never worried about being lit or glowing up or steez or anything like that. Only thing we ever cared about was being freaking radical. I mean, high-key rad AF. And TBH, that's what I look for when I need t-shirts, pens, cups, and koozies, and the like. I go to radwaredesigns.com. If you're not using Radware Designs for your t-shirts, pens, cups, and koozies, then your stuff is probably sus, like basic, and that's no cap. All lowercase. Radwaredesigns.com.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave and Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave and Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave and Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
Take the out of your next home improvement project. Call the professionals at B&D Electric to install that new ceiling fan or light fixture, update or repair outlets, install dimmers, switches, or energy-saving automated lighting. B&D Electric is like having your very own electrician standing by, ready to help when you need them. Call B&D Electric at 352-472-1966. That's 352-472-1966 or online at bdelectric.com.
Want to live healthier and feel stronger? Then take it from me, Drew Brees. Assisted stretch is a real game changer. As the founder of the stretch category, Stretch Zone continues to be a leader with their proprietary stretch methods and patented stabilization system. You're in the hands of trained practitioners who focus on your safety, comfort, and enjoyment. Be the change you want. Book your free stretch today at StretchZone.com.
Stretch Zone, located on 3832 West Newberry Road next to Regal Cinema in Plaza Royale.
We are proud to be your home for Gators soccer.
Spins and fires! Gators on top!
You are listening to ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that build commercial structures with unrivaled quality.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. You want to call us on the Campus USA phone line, you can, 392-8255. In the meantime, I'll tell you, I'll wait. Sam, our producer, is going to get a call here because we want to do our games to look for, and there's some good games coming up this weekend. This weekend might be the best because now conference games start in all over the place. It's conference teams play conference teams, and that usually leads to some pretty good matchups. We'll talk to Troy. Troy, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Yeah, Coach, when you were here, I'm just curious, what was your biggest recruiting day? Was it homecoming because of all the festivities with the parade and Gator Growl, or was it other games that, like Tennessee or Florida State, we played them at home? What was your biggest recruiting
day? Well, back in our day, recruiting was generally after the season's over. Occasionally a player from up north or something would come in on an official visit. But high school players could come on their own, and you might see them just briefly, but they didn't stay over. The overnight and the weekend stuff was during recruiting season, which was really the month of January. And then signing day was February 8, 10, something like that. So, yeah, I like that. I believe coaches coach during football season, recruit during recruiting season, and summertime have a little more time for you and your family and so forth. But it's all changed now. As you know, it's some people started recruiting year-round, so that's what everybody else has to do. So, but in our day, we had a little bit more time to do the recruiting after football season was over, was when the serious talking started.
Okay, well, I appreciate your answer, and go Gators.
Thank you, Troy. Appreciate the call. Okay, games to look for brought to you by South State Bank. At South State Bank, we understand small businesses need a community business partner they can rely on. South State Bank, banking forward member, FDIC. All right, Michigan, Iowa.
Ooh, that's a good one to take a nap on the couch.
Boring. Michigan can score.
A little bit, yeah. But, boy, where is it being played?
At Iowa.
It'll probably be close, but Michigan's got too much offensive.
Michigan should beat them 17-3, something like that. Or 24.
Like I said, good one to take a nap, Coach.
Should be.
How about Kentucky Ole Miss?
This is in Oxford, correct?
It is.
Ooh. I don't know what to think about this game. I'm a little confused at Ole Miss because they're winning games, but they're just not the same team. I could see Ole Miss pulling the upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. Ole Miss may be favored, Shane. They're 4-0 too. They've looked very impressive running the ball and playing defense.
Yeah.
And you'd think Lane Kiffin's pitching it all over the place. But they're doing what's necessary to win the game, and it wouldn't surprise me Ole Miss wins that one.
If Jackson Dart is not really good in this game, Kentucky's strength is their defense. Mm-hmm. If they shut Ole Miss running the ball down, but conversely, they get Chris Rodriguez back this week in the backfield. So will he make any kind of a difference with an offensive line that hasn't been very good?
Could, but like I told you, when I watched Kentucky in person here, I thought they had one of the worst offensive lines I've seen in the conference. They struggled last week blocking Northern Illinois again.
Yes, they did.
So we'll see.
Wake Forest, Florida State.
Semis better look out because I said Sam Hartman is the real deal. And but Florida State, I think this game is in Tallahassee.
It is.
They're playing well, but this is one of those games that Wake could surprise them.
It could be a game like Wake played with Clemson, you know, 42-38 or 51-45. There could be a lot of offense in that game.
Yeah. What's Wake got left in the tank after Clemson? But I still think they'll score. And I'm going to – Florida State, give them credit, 4-0. But I got to go with Wake. Florida State's got to prove to me they can beat a team like that. Alabama at Arkansas.
I still like Alabama. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how Arkansas rebounds from that loss. But I read a stat. Now, stats aren't always true, but I think Arkansas has like one of the worst pass defenses in America.
Last week it was the worst in the country.
Yeah, so you got to think Bryce Young. I don't know how – I didn't get to see any of their game last week, but we know he can throw the football. We just don't know if he has the guys to get open. You would think Alabama could do that.
Yeah, I'm afraid Alabama is going to throw the ball up and down the field with regularity. When I watch Arkansas, and I think they are a very good team, their defensive backs, they backpedal. Remember the old days and – they let the receiver backpedal.
I don't work anymore.
How do you cover anybody doing that?
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to shuffle, fake bump and run, move back and forth. But they eyeball him, and I said, gee, man, I don't know who their coach is, but they need to get, you know, the modern defense, you got to disguise. You got to fake bump and run, play zone, watch the quarterback, find the ball, and all that kind of stuff. So, if they play like they've been playing, yeah, Bryce Love will have a field day.
Yeah, that's because when they played here 2 years ago when they were kind of – I think it may have been Pittman's first year, but I was excited. They lined up in just old-school cover three, and I'm like, Trask's going to throw for a million yards, and he did because they just – they play too much old-school base defense.
Texas A&M at Mississippi State.
I like the Dogs at home, especially. Mississippi State can score, and I just don't think Texas A&M can.
Yeah, I hope Mississippi State can get them, and I hope we can continue. Or Mississippi State, my son coaches there.
You can say we.
I
coach.
Can say we, Mississippi State.
Yep.
Because that after the Gators, that's the team I'm pulling for every game. But Mississippi State is good if we could just make those fourth and ones, fourth and twos, things like that. They'll have a chance to beat these guys.
LSU at Auburn.
Oh, another game. Neither team are great, but I mean, you got to think LSU is going to win this game. Auburn has just issues at the quarterback position. Not saying LSU's quarterback's great, but he can run around and make some plays. So I think LSU will probably win.
Yeah, I'd go with LSU.
Me too. Although, I mean, Auburn living with the Angels, but I don't know if he can live with the Angels twice in a row. NC State at Clemson.
Well, this is the game of the year in the ACC, pretty much. Two undefeated teams, and I ask this all the time. They're on the same side.
I don't.
The ACC is so confusing. Well, if they are, it's a huge, huge game. I'm gonna. I'm calling upset here.
Okay, you got NC State?
Yeah, NC State.
What do you got, Coach?
Well, Clemson's at home, so I think I'd go with them just because they're at home.
Shaky at home, but Clemson. Georgia, Missouri. You know, Georgia did not look good, but neither did Missouri, and Georgia is way better.
Where is this game?
Missouri.
Yeah,
and that's Florida's opponent next week.
Yeah, hopefully Georgia can beat up on them a little bit, help us out.
Yeah, Georgia will regroup a little bit after that Kent State game.
I mean, I think so, they fumbled a couple of punts, and I think Stetson threw an interception in their own territory. That's how Kent State got some of those points. But Georgia clearly will destroy Missouri.
By the way, I mentioned this in here. Utah's fine tight end, Keechee, out for the year now with an apparent knee injury. He does have a red shirt year he could use should he choose to come back to college when Florida goes out there next year. And then, guys, I want to ask, you know, with all the uncertainty here, you know, is there going to be a game, you know, what the weather's like here, concern with family, you know, in the state, you know, where do you see Florida Eastern Washington here now?
Well, our guys, they just have to go about their business. I guess classes are canceled tomorrow, but they'll still have practice. They'll have their meetings. They're in a safe environment being up here. Obviously, they'll be concerned about their family members if they're down south. But you gotta just continue on like you're going to play a game.
You ever have to go through one of these, Coach?
Hurricane?
Yeah.
When I was a player here, we went to LSU either a week later or something like that, because they had one go through up there. But as a coach, no, we never had a
I don't remember having to deal with it at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's only been in the last, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I know Denny Erickson was at Miami when the one that came straight through out of nowhere and wiped out Homestead in that area. So that, what year was that, 90, 91, 92,
that, yeah, I do
like
remember that.
That
was when I was in college, so it was probably 90, 91. Yeah.
At Stretch Zone, we know you're painfully busy. None of it comes easy if you can't move the way your body should. Get busy living with our practitioner-assisted stretches, Stretch Zone, work, play, stretch, repeat. And now time for Spurrier Stories, brought to you by B&D Electric, Florida's premier source for professional electrical services. Experienced, insured, and licensed B&D is ready for your residential, commercial, and new construction project. What do you got, Coach?
Well, since we just finished up with Tennessee, and I talked a little bit that play in the 96 game, it was sort of interesting because in Knoxville all week, you know, it's like the biggest game ever in Neyland Stadium, big game, biggest crowd ever at that time, they were saying, and all that. We were actually ranked number two, and Tennessee was number three. So anyway, we had that big lead, you know, and sort of held on. And they scored with 10 seconds left to cut it to 35-29. And they tried an onside kick, but we got it with 5 seconds or something like that. So anyway, we didn't finish strongly. So we weren't jumping around, hugging each other, you know, acting silly like these guys do nowadays. I'm a big believer that John Wooden, one of his coaching axioms was small celebrations and small dejection. Don't overdo the celebration. So one of the Tennessee writers back then, they come in the locker room, interview guys, and away we go. He wrote in the paper, he said, big crowd, big game, no big deal to Gators. He said, you might have thought they'd lost. Nobody was yelling, screaming, hugging, or anything. He said they almost act like they'd lost the game. And, what had happened, we didn't finish real strong. And we'd set some high goals. And fortunately, we'd beaten Tennessee a few times in a row, so it wasn't any reason to get overly excited. So anyway, we come back. So we come back to Gainesville. We fly back, and we're out at Napolitano's. Dino, the proprietor out there, would open up for us. So we get in there about, 12:30, 1 in the morning, and we had a little small celebration. Anyway, Nebraska was playing Arizona State, the late game. So we had it on TV there. So Bobby Stoops, it was his first year as our coordinator, and Nebraska had clobbered us the year before. So I asked Bobby, I said, you think Arizona State has got a chance to beat Nebraska tonight? He said, Coach, they have no chance. No chance can Arizona State beat Nebraska. Well, as we know, Arizona State upset them, went undefeated the whole year, and Ohio State had to beat them in the Rose Bowl to give us a chance to be the national champ that year. So anyway, we watched Arizona State beat Nebraska, and I remember telling the guys, I said, fellas and wives, we had, all of our coaches' wives went on their trips with us, and they were all out there. I said, we're going to wake up number one in the nation tomorrow because Nebraska got beat. They were number one. So that was the story, but we didn't celebrate all that much. We tried to go one game at a time, and wait till we won some championships and then do the celebrating.
We'll take a break, come back, and we'll wrap up this week's edition of Inside the Huddle, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
If you've been waiting for inventories to improve,
wait no more. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet has more new and used vehicles on the ground and more on the way. And now at Davis, you can drive most new Chevys with 0% financing with approved credit.
How about a certified pre-owned Chevrolet?
With a new, longer, 6-year powertrain warranty. Or choose from hundreds of used vehicles in stock now. Your wait is over. Your new or pre-owned car or truck is here at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, North Main Street.
And at GainesvilleChevy.com.
Find new roads.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
In 1971, Jeffrey Meldon established the Meldon Law Firm. Since that time, Meldon Law Firm has been committed to helping people in need. In addition to recovering millions for clients injured in accidents, Jeffrey has written consumer guides to help folks understand how to protect themselves in the event of an accident. At Meldon Law, we won't back down in representing our clients on their road to recovery after suffering an injury. Learn more at MeldonLaw.com. Meldon Law, with offices in Ocala, Gainesville, and Lake City.
Life is full of steps. We learn to take small steps and big steps. We take steps toward adventure to discover what's next. At South State, helping you take each step is what inspires us to keep moving forward so you can keep enjoying what's next in your life. This is banking at its best. This is banking forward.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
From every called third strike to every call to the bullpen, baseball lives here. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, and anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
Well, we'll see what happens if this game is indeed moved. There is whatever Twitter is worth that they're looking at a Sunday possibility to play the game, but that's not official yet. I don't think that really changes a whole lot. If it is Sunday, does it change?
No, they'll just have an extra day of preparation.
Yeah.
You know, as a player, you don't want to have to practice extra day, but you will here, but you have one fewer day getting ready for Missouri.
I think the odds are pretty good it will be Sunday. It's not official, like you said, but yeah, we need to play. We need to play a game, hopefully get a nice big win, hopefully backup players get a chance to play. I said that when South Florida came, but I was wrong about that. But yeah, it would be good for the entire team if we could get a nice blowout win and all the, you know, scout team guys, all of them got a chance to play.
That's going to do it for our Inside the Huddle for this week. Thanks to Sam for producing. Sports Scene is next. You're listening to ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
When the head ball coach needed concrete work done for Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, he went with the crew you can trust to get the job done right. Silverback Concrete. Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors across the Southeast. Through time-tested know-how, exacting standards, and rugged workmanship, Silverback Concrete never misses the chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather, precision, grit, safety, and speed. Silverback Concrete. From river to ridge, swamp to coast, Silverback Concrete is your full-service concrete contractor that can get the job done right no matter the terrain. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to learn more. That's silverbackconcrete.co. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back. Visit silverbackconcrete.co today. silverbackconcrete.co.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle. If you'd like to ask Coach a question, email it to questions@insidethehuddlehbc.com. This show and the Inside the Huddle show archive is available for you via podcast at WRUF.com and on the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle is paid for by Weeby Marketing and produced by ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. WRUF Gainesville, U251CG Gainesville, from the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios. We are ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF.